One of the things I enjoy most as mayor is when I'm able to give the oath of office to a new firefighter or a new law enforcement person that is coming on board. And last night I was able to do just that as I gave the oath of office to Rusty S. Vandenhoevel, who becomes our newest firefighter. And of course, the council chambers was present with his family and friends, and many of his comrades from the fire department was there to see Rusty take his oath of office. So I congratulate him and I welcome him aboard as the newest member of our fire department. Also on hand was Craig Kleinance. He's AMP Assistant Vice President of Power Supply Planning, and Craig was there to update City Council and members in the audience of the rate increase that is going to be taking place and come into effect on June 1st. And when you look at your utility bill, your electric utility bill, it's really broken down. When you pay your utility bill, it's broken down into three areas. One of them is capacity. One of them is you pay on the transmission and on usage. I want to let the residents of the city of St. Mary's know that the increase is not due to usage. That was a rate that was established in 2016. It still will apply today, and we have no intent of raising the usage rate at this time. What will be going up, and what a lot of people may see in a rise in their utility bill, is the rise in capacity. And Craig was able to explain that as a lot of these new data centers are coming online, they're using a lot of electricity, and they want to make sure that there is enough power generating facilities to make sure that the capacity is there, so that when we go to in our homes and turn on our light switch or our stoves, we know that there's going to be enough power there. So they're looking into possibly increasing capacity. A lot of power plants, like coal burning power plants, are starting to go by the wayside. So there's a need for new infrastructure to create capacity. And that's where the increase will go from your utility bill that you will see. It will go toward capacity usage, not your usage that you use in your home. So I just wanted to make our residents clear of that. So you probably will see a little bit of an increase, not much, because we do a lot in the community to help offset the cost of that. We diversify where we purchase our electric from. We're very much diversified in wind and solar. We have invested in natural gas facilities, hydro facilities. So because the city has done that and has looked into the future, it has kept the majority of the cost at a minimum. So, but he was there to explain to council that will soon be taking place. Also brought before council last night was a zoning request for approximately 1.532 acres south of Noggle Street and west of Holly Street to be rezoned. And that will now go before the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission will then make their recommendation whether it's to rezone this particular piece of property, and then they will send it back to council for their approval and move forward. We had no third readings last night. We had no second readings, and our new piece of legislation was a resolution authorizing the submittal of a waiver request application to the Ohio Department of Development Office of Community Development for the use of economic development revolving loan funds for demolition and clearance of the old municipal building. So that was in its first reading. We'll have that brought before council for two more readings, and then after the third reading, it will be passed, and then we will move forward and look at the demolition of the old city building. Also, they rescheduled the council meeting in 2 weeks, which was set for May 26th, which is Memorial Day Monday, and they have moved that council meeting to Tuesday, May 27th at 5:30 p.m. So that's what took place last night at the St. Mary's City Council meeting.